Welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, and yes, thrilled and delighted to be your host. Oh boy, we're going to have some fun and fulfill a promise. We do things that are designed to help support better living. It's the fulfillment of a commitment that I make in a daily prayer. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Wow. I hear that and I get excited. It's like we're going for it. Now, piece by piece, it takes a while to put this whole program together. So that's why different guests each week with something of value to share for you. And we're so grateful to have AdvancedLiving.com sponsoring the program. That's the home of the comfort technology. And if you've heard of Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, or the movie The Secret, and Reverend Michael Beckwith, these are people who have tested this comfort technology and endorse it, as well as Harvard Medical Doctor, Dr. Eva Selhub, who ran their holistic wellness center for 7 years and is now in private practice and traveling the world. Just so many people are finding, plug this thing in, your life gets better, better sleep, more alertness, just a lot to like. And so we're grateful to the Comfort Technology and AdvancedLiving.com for sponsoring our program. And guess what? This week we have got a surprise guest. It is a young woman, Shannon Buckley. And I'll give you a little bit about Shannon, and then she'll come and fill in some things, because we're going to be getting a perspective as we're having a new year. It's sort of like, let's get some new perspective on this and some of the things about creating a more fulfilling life. So here we go. This young woman, Shannon Buckley, for a good period of her life, involved in athletics, competitive volleyball, swimming, and got into snowboarding in 1999 and did fourth place in a Mountain Dew vertical challenge, and loves driving fast cars, just a generally exuberant and expressive young individual. And we're going to get a little bit more, because as we know, with all of our lives, there's the surface, there's some things going on underneath, there's goals and aspirations, and what can we do to get smarter about making our lives work better. So with that in mind, we're going to welcome, hello, Shannon.
Hi, Kenneth. Well, thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure, and I just certainly appreciate having an opportunity to get a different perspective. Oftentimes we're talking to people and they're up in years, they're doctors, they've written a bunch of books, and And that's certainly all well and good. It's just as we get a new year and a fresh start, we think about at times, well, the hope for the future. The younger people who are going to be taking over, where folks that we've done our best to make the world as good as possible, and obviously there's room. It's not like we've completed it, so you'd have no work left to do. We left a few things undone, so you'd have something to do.
That was so nice of you. Thank you. It's a total. It's just a lot of work. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yes, as people have expressed from time to time, you know, with friends like that, who needs enemas? And so here we are. I want to ask you a little bit more, if you would want to fill in a bit more about yourself, so our listeners can get a little bit more perspective besides your athletics.
Okay, yeah, I would love to share a little more about myself. I've always been intrinsically motivated to achieve, and at one point it was everything who I was achieving the good grades and the awards and the athletics. That's kind of how I define myself, but I've always really enjoyed them at the same time. Like my first experience with sports with soccer, and I grew up and I played all sorts of different sports, and then volleyball and swimming all through high school, competitive year round. That was great. And then I went to college in Oregon for a little while, and then ended up graduating from Metro with a behavioral science degree. So I love sociology and human behavior. And once I got my degree, I moved up to Breckenridge a week later. And got myself on the mountain 102 days in 2005-2006 season. That was amazing. I just worked and slept and snowboarded, and that was it. And then that summer, I bought my first sewing machine. I'd wanted one for a really long time, and seemed like I had everything else besides the sewing machine. And so I got this sewing machine and started sewing that day, and that was pretty big event in my life to get this machine, because through sewing, it was one of the first ways that I actually saw an outlet for my artwork to make me a living, because all these ideas in my head, I love, without sounding like too cuckoo, I guess, there's just like tons of beautiful colors and weaving and types of designs in my mind, and I was able to communicate some of those with sewing, and that was a big light that came on for me in my life, and I found a lot of purpose at that point. I started sewing hoodies for individuals who lived in Breckenridge, and it was so fun. I would get an order from them, and they'd give me some money, and I'd go get the materials, and then I'd make them a hooded sweatshirt out of a polo shirt and a hooded sweatshirt. And a lot of times the items were recycled, and I just was learning all about sewing while making money, and these people were continuing to commission me. So that went on for about 8 months, and then I had a fashion show and got a newspaper article written about me, and within 8 months I decided that I wasn't good enough at sewing and I wanted to perfect my craft. So I moved to Denver for a more career-oriented path, because I Breckenridge was kind of a crazy place, and I've since then been working on my career, and I don't regret it. My life is more balanced now, absolutely. It was so much fun getting to snowboard and getting to develop that side of me. I just found it to be a really small piece of society, and I love the arts and everything. So anyways,
Yeah, well, that's interesting, because we want to be able, I think, as we listen in on this, to not only have an interest in your story, which has some very fascinating and very, very deep breakthroughs. I mean, it's like, oh boy, there's a happy ending to this story, and some not too nice twists and turns. Part of it is, as I think the metaphors people are listening, is about how are we as individuals, whatever age we're at, connecting to our creative talents, what we're good at, what path are we on, what's our ability to move in a direction that's more pleasing to us? How do we handle adversity of different sorts? And so it's kind of interesting through your story how we can kind of apply this to our lives or lives of friends and family members. So anyway, go ahead and continue with what you were saying.
Well, I liked how you sort of brought what I just told you into some clearer words, like how are we connecting to our creative talents and how do we handle adversity. I like how you translated my story into that. Thank you. And so I guess to bring us up to the present moment, I've been back in Denver for 2.5 years, and my little saying is 2008 wasn't so great, and that's okay, because at the end of 2008, I made the decision to as Jack Canfield says, commitment equals no excuses, only results. And that is the attitude that I took on in my life, December 28th of 2008. And I haven't looked, I've tried my best. I've done everything I could not to look back since, and I managed to make tons of changes in my life. And I would really, it's exciting as we're growing and working with other people in our venue, have the opportunities to share these stories and let other people know that it is possible for anybody, even though it takes a tremendous amount of discipline and letting go, right?
yeah. Now, of interest, because as I was hearing you express things, to me, to play competitive sports, to be involved in sports for a lot of your life and then play competitive sports and then put in the effort that it took for 2 years of intense a commitment to the snowboarding and winning fourth place. I mean, that's really of who knows, you know, how many, a couple hundred people. I'm sure there were a lot of folks competing. And so you had, for a period of time and in some areas of your life, demonstrated some very positive qualities. And, of course, it makes us curious. Were there some gaps or did something, you know, come up? Were you know, like kidnapped and brainwashed, or because 2008 wasn't so great?
No, it wasn't. And actually, that is, you bring up something that I really haven't thought about for a long time, which you said you were pretty close to something. You know, I sort of said that, but basically, like, yes, I'm competing and snowboarding and like so close to what I thought I wanted, like, oh yes, I'm going to be a pro snowboarder. And then right before, it's like, oh nope, just kidding. And I used to see that happen in my life on a regular basis. I would get so close to what I thought it was I wanted, and I would change my mind, and it was killing me. I mean, at the point of my surrender, that was a major issue for me, because I was like, I don't even want to start anything new. Because every time I get close to my dream, I totally, like, freak out and take off, move cities, whatever it is. And so, yeah, you bring up something that has a lot of significance in my life and that I haven't really even thought about it for a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, most of us, if you ask how many people, have got a clear vision of what they wanted to do and step by step, went for it and accomplished that, and then went on to the next and on to the next goal. Statistics show that there are only 5% of the people that actually on a yearly basis have clear written goals. So,
isn't that
so when you're talking about your story, there's going to be maybe 95% of the people out there that could relate to this. That's a pretty good percentage.
Well, all right. At least we're on track with that piece.
Yeah.
So you mean they could relate to me saying that, ouch, I was, you know, like 3 months away from really making a huge impact and I changed my mind because I was scared of success?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying they might be able to relate to?
Well, I guess there's different things that come up in each individual's life. But that's, are you sharing something about what you connected to for yourself in this process?
Well, from what you were saying, I mean, that's definitely the type of experience I was repeating over and over for myself when I was living from my past instead of creating my future, right? Or I don't know how you would say that, living from my past instead of creating the present, which ended up being a future.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, now it sounds like for some of our listeners that have seen the movie The Secret or things about the law of attraction, there's many things out there. One of the things that was put forward in that is that what's currently showing up in our life is actually the result of our past thinking. And so if we want a brighter future, then that leaves it to us to take time on a regular basis to live in our minds in this better future so it becomes the present for us. And that can be a little confusing. Future, present, think this now, when does it show up, type of a thing. Is that relevant at all?
Totally, and I love the way you just put that all together. It was beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So here you are having some realizations about you had done things and put energy and effort into competitive things and gained some really substantial skill levels and demonstrated that for years, and then found that when you were close to a major victory, so to speak, that you would end up moving on to something else and being distracted in some way.
Yeah, certainly. That's something that happened more than a couple times. And that would be like after, between my adolescence and just, I guess, a year and a half ago, about. Or maybe up until I got my sewing machine. I can't really put my finger on it exactly, but yeah, that pattern repeated a lot for me.
Okay, and then
in academics, all types of things.
Ah, all right, and then I guess part of what we were curious about too, a person that is competing athletically, that's very demanding, and sometimes it doesn't leave a lot of time for personal relationships, for considering a family, some of those things. And so when you decided to take up the sewing more significantly, I'm guessing that opened up some time. And I don't know if what discoveries you made in other venues at that point.
I actually don't think that's accurate to say that I had more time once I started sewing, because I was still trying to snowboard and sew. And then once I moved back to Denver, I was working more than I'd like to admit and trying to fit sewing in there too. So relationships had been puzzling to me. I'm not sure, like, don't want to continue saying all these things I had a hard time with, because there was plenty of them. I could go on for a few hours. But, like, definitely relationships were something that used to be very puzzling to me. And in this new path that I'm on of consciously creating with, I don't know about with, but just new path of conscious creation, that has been an area that is transformed. And the comfort technology has been a wonderful complement to that, as well as just basically taking 100% accountability. And when you don't understand something, don't let that, I don't understand, and that's okay. Because we can always get more clarification and really be present to the way that our relationships are playing out. Bring a lot of love into our life that way.
I guess there's different levels. When we look at the divorce rate, that's at least 50%, and of the people that are still married, the percentage of those that are really happily married, that's not a high percentage.
I know.
There's some
sad
things going on. So obviously, our country, our society is not leading the world in happy, lasting intimacy.
Unfortunately.
Right.
That is correct. I agree with you.
So, anyway, it's whatever, there's so many people that are wanting, whether they're married or not married, and wanting to have more or deeper intimacy, it's kind of interesting to begin to hear from someone's perspective like yourself of some of the things that help bring you to a place where your life is working better, and you've making breakthroughs and reestablishing boundaries in relationships that had not been done for many years. Those are some areas that might be fascinating to learn more about.
Yeah, and sometimes I feel a little confused about how to tell people about that and then inspire them to desire the same thing for themselves. But I do want it for everybody, because it's been very blissful and almost magical. Sometimes I feel like life is a little bit magical, especially knowing people like you and the other wonderful people that I get to associate myself with now.
Yes. And obviously one of the things that you might be a proponent of is, like you mentioned, Jack Canfield and some training or coaching.
Yes, I love Jack Canfield so much. I can't help myself. I just think he is a man of such integrity, and everything I've seen that he's endorsed has been top notch. And I don't even know what to say about him. I'm so grateful for Jack Canfield's work. He's helping hundreds of thousands of people make their lives better, and he's doing it very gracefully, and I have utmost respect for him.
Now, with his work, I'm wondering what you can comment about in terms of you made an investment in coaching, and I guess from a career in which you were involved in athletics, it probably wasn't totally a strange concept for you to say, well, having a coach is helpful for what I want to accomplish. For many people who weren't involved with athletics, having a coach on a regular basis isn't typical.
Right, they're not used to that.
Right. Did that make it easier for you to decide to get support from someone like Jack Canfield in a coaching program, or how'd that come about?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually. It could be a simple coincidence, but I chose to look at it as more than that. And basically, I had, let me think, there was an instance before where something showed up with Jack Canfield's name on it. It might have been a book. It might have been a movie. I'm not sure. Something showed up with Jack Canfield's name. And I was like, okay, that's fine. All right. And then this was end of 2008, and I really was at my wit's end. I really didn't know what to do, and I started to see some different resources. But I have my email account. There's advertisements that pop up around it. And for like a month straight, this Jack Canfield ad kept popping up on my email. And I had seen The Secret in August of that year. And this Jack Canfield's name keeps popping up, and it wasn't the first time. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then one day I was just like, I mean, I really didn't know what to do. I really didn't. I was just like, I know what I've been doing is sure not working. Show me something that's going to work, basically, was where my mind was. And then Jack Canfield's name kept popping up, and so I called this number one day, and the guy who signed me up was basically like, all right, you know, you've seen that it's going to work for you, and
The train is leaving. This opportunity is going away. Are you on the train or are you off the train? And I was like, all right, let's do this. And it seemed like the coach concept was more familiar to me because of sports, but I'd heard from a lot of different personal growth and speakers that we all love to get our motivation from, that most people who really reach their goals have a personal coach. So I knew that I had a lot of work to do, and I knew that it was going to be a good choice. And I'm so glad. It's been amazing support. I mean, it's been amazing.
Ah, okay. So that's one component for building a better life that you highly recommend.
Definitely, definitely. I don't even know, like, Jax was the best thing I've ever found, but I know that there's a lot of different ones out there that people could try, whatever feels right in their heart, they could be
sure.
Right for them.
Right, okay, so you'd invite them to consider checking out Jack Anfield because of your experience, and if that's not right for them, then you noting that there's a bunch of others out there for someone to consider. Cool, okay. Well, that's like one component, you know, of support. And in the coaching, what are some of the key things that you found to be helpful?
Well, the coaching was very helpful because at the beginning they meet with you once a week, and you have assignments where you're filling out different modules. And I was held accountable for 8 different sections with about 7 or 8 different sections within those. So I was having to go through, outline my goals, figure out my life purpose, and then weekly I was having a meeting with my coach over the phone, and we were going through that stuff and talking about it. So being held accountable is a huge, huge piece of that. And then as the beginning period was like 3 months with those weekly phone calls, and I continued to call in just and speak to any of the other coaches after that period was over. And I continued to just call in and talk to them. And they have Jack's principles that they always relate back to whenever you're speaking with them. And it really is helpful to integrate that into your life, because if you're not able to remember exactly what it, you know, a really great way to handle a situation, those people are there and can see that for you outside of the emotional confusion that we sometimes feel.
Yeah. Oh, anyone have emotional confusion?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Raise your eyebrows. Okay. Yes. Well, we are definitely excited about in a culture where some things are more open, actively expressing interest in sports or participating in sports is. Actively is showing and expressing emotion. That's not as much a societal thing that's the norm or encouraged. So it's helpful to hear that you're finding a path for being able to meaningfully connect with that, because being able to express is something that we got to do, hopefully, as little children. But may not have through the rest of our life, from that famous saying, children are obscene and should not be heard.
Who came up with that?
Something like that.
Children should be seen and heard. Is that what you said?
Children are obscene and should not be heard, but that's not nice. I'll be getting calls from children soon about that. It's the old saying was children should be seen and not heard. And so you should know they're there, but don't pay any attention to them until of course
I don't even know.
Go off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, I was just saying.
Problem.
I don't even. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. So now, what I'm wondering. You're mentioning, so you have a component with the coaching that helped you to stay on track with some goals, and then you were looking at some things that with the idea of supporting for connecting on some emotional levels of of being able to bring better balance to your life. Is that right?
Yeah, I was definitely seeking a better way and sort of meeting a lot of new people and just working to implement these things in my life as I had been hearing, you know, just sort of, okay, all right, I'm feeling this out. And the coaching was really effective for, like, January through March, a little bit maybe into April. And when we met in March, I remember that being a really positive experience, and then reconnecting a few months later and getting this comfort technology has, I feel like I might still be a little confused if I didn't have that technology.
Okay.
And a lot of time might have gone by feeling that same thing, like, I think I'm in the right place. All right, I'm going to keep doing what I hear I'm supposed to be doing. And I think it's because of this that the major, I mean, there are major synapses, major connections going on in my life, and I'm not really thinking I would be able to have created that if this support piece of the comfort technology clock not being there.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess one of the things that comes up as I invite more curiosity for this situation is, if I'm understanding, there were some areas where you were giving consideration to choices and making what you consider to be the best choice in the moment, and then ending up not too pleased with the outcomes.
I wouldn't say not that too pleased. I would just say, like, maybe could seem like it was better than what had been going on, certainly, but maybe still feeling a lot, some of the same things. And I can say for sure I was still feeling the hesitancy to get up in the morning. And that has been a major factor for me for years. I didn't want to have a job that I had to be at during the day because I was just could not get out of bed in the morning. And I know it was because while I was sleeping, my dreams were complete craziness. They were craziness. And I'd always end up having nightmares and get stuck inside of them. It was terrible. And I just never wanted to get up in the morning. So I can say that that has been enough. I mean, if you can only accept one thing about the comfort technology, getting up in the morning and sleeping great at night. I mean,
so you found that that is a helpful. Well, what I'm looking at is, and this is kind of a bit of a personal area, so I'm not sure you may or may not want to share. A number of people out there, there's major patterns of different kinds of abuse in relationships, whether massive amounts of domestic violence. We don't have to have a terrorist war going on. We can sometimes go into the other room of our house or into the, you know, visit the neighbors. Don't have to go that far to find something where people are upset and angry and acting out in different ways with each other. And I'm not sure if there was a period of time where you went through some of that yourself, or if you managed to not have too much of that in your life.
Well, I just want to ask one question. Would you like to hear about the perceived abuse from my brother, the perceived abuse from my parents, or the perceived abuse from my ex-boyfriend?
Oh, okay. You mean we get a choice? Oh, boy. Hey, folks.
Because we only have 25 minutes, and I mean, we better just keep this one nice and focused.
Okay. So anyway, at least without all the details, and now I don't know if they'll ever be published. You could be writing a book about this, but you're indicating that between parents and sibling and then romantic involvements, that that you found that there was a, we could say euphemistically, it didn't turn out to be getting your needs met emotionally, or is that a nice way of saying it?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. And so without going into, without going into all the details, and we can leave those to possibly be revealed in your memoirs as we're...
All right, thank you.
You know, at different points in time. I think to, for at least for me, and maybe for lots of our listeners, it's not so much about, you know, tell me your dirt, so to speak, as much as it is, tell me your secrets for getting your laundry clean.
Yeah, exactly.
For, you know, for making your life better and work better.
Or tell me the secret ingredient in that gluten-free cookie recipe that you've been making.
Yeah. So you're giving some indications, you know, one is, you know, about some diet, and another the comfort technology, which I am a big fan of, just because of how nice it is to be able to quickly create a more favorable energetic ambience. I like to think that people may not realize it, but because I lived under power lines for 7 years and got very ill, not knowing that they are really a health issue, and then finding the comfort technology and it turned my life around, that certainly has inspired me. Now, what people don't realize is what in 1984 was living under power lines for me, with the increase in the electrical exposure of all the equipment and the Wi-Fi and the wireless and on, today, it's almost like a person, even though they're not living under power lines, there's so much exposure that there is that a level of stress that is commensurate as though they were living under power lines, which is, now a lot of people have realized, don't do that. It's not good for you. So I want to, you know, certainly thank you for bringing that up, and I'd like you to share. I think you found, at least on your checklist, certain key things that have helped you to make some dramatic turnarounds, and I'd love to, you know, get from your perspective what they are and how they supported you.
Sure. I definitely think you've said it correctly, that it has supported me to make some major turnarounds, and I know that me having the comfort technology is really, and I think, a really good match. I am open to spiritual growth. I am open to personal growth. I'm open to the practice of letting go. And that is an ideal match for the comfort technology, don't you think?
I certainly have gotten reports from many people in the last 15 years that I've worked with it, about their being supported, and I know for myself personally, I spent 7 years when my health was declining, and I couldn't sleep, I couldn't think clearly, I was frightened and depressed and angry and irritated, and literally watched my career dissolve and lost my home. I was a mess, and I was going to health professionals with great reputations and didn't get any lasting benefit. So for me,
yep,
personally, when I finally went to a doctor after 7 years and basically wasting $50,000 on my health care that didn't do anything and my health kept getting worse, a doctor in his intake and mentioned about my electromagnetic exposure, and that was the first good doctor in 7 years. And as a result of him asking that, and I said, well, I work at a computer a lot, and I'm those big electrical lines, do they mean anything? And there's a look on his face. He's like, yes. And to me, it was like very informative, because his response was, well, no wonder you didn't get better. You went to good practitioners. They use good techniques. But until you address the electromagnetic toxicity, that was sabotaging all their good efforts. And I was living proof of that and frustrated out of my mind, because I couldn't understand how person after person was getting help from these good doctors, and nothing's working for me. And then I go to this doctor, and he introduces me to this comfort technology. I plug the thing in, and within weeks, there was the beginning of a dramatic turnaround in my life. So I realized that for myself, there were people around me in these power line situations that weren't having as bad of problems as I was. So that's helped me to understand over the years that there are levels of sensitivity that vary from person to person. It's like everyone is affected by it, but some much more than others. So
yeah, I've been picking up on that as well.
Ah, okay. And it'd be great to hear a little bit about how that's been supportive for you.
Yes, I would love to share that. That's like the celebration. That's what I want to talk about, because that other stuff is important, but, you know, I love creating in the present, and it's so much fun. And the lifestyle that I live and the comfort technology really empowers that. And what I said earlier to Ken was that the comfort technology has supported me to get up every day and do the work that will create what I dream about, because my body in the physical world before I had this technology was going berserk. I didn't feel connected to my body. I felt like my body was sort of a pain. I didn't understand it. I didn't know when I ate a 3-pound bean burrito from Chipotle versus an organic apple. I don't think I could really even, like, feel the difference. I was just really disconnected from my body. And there were times where my weight would go up and down, and I made some diet adjustments, and I didn't eat beef or pork for about 10 years, but I was still eating other types of meat, and that was fine. I was feeling okay. I mean, my health was generally good. Not my mental health, but my physical health was pretty good. And then this so since that time, since this comfort technology has come into my life, I have been able to stop eating meat. And I mean, I never thought that'd be possible for me to be a total vegetarian. And it's actually, I'm bordering on vegan at points. I mean, I eat some dairy, but it's really beautiful what this has allowed me to sustain in my life. And without that electronic stress on my mind, I have more peace of mind, and I can think about the decisions I make. I can think about the beginning, and I can think about doing it, and then I can think about, and it's a whole process, and that's really been a gift. And so the first thing that inspired this, I thought was really fun, inspired the better nutrition, was when I showed up to work with Ken, and he did a little experiment for me and showed me 3 different types of water. He showed me, maybe it was 4, I'm not sure, tap water, distilled water, filtered water, and a combination of the filtered water with ionization or something, and trace minerals and sea salt. And he had a light bulb, and he put the light bulb in the wire. There were wires on the light bulb, and he put the wires in the water in the first, second, and third one, and nothing happened. And then when he put the wires in the water with the trace minerals and the sea salt, the light bulb lit up, and it wasn't even connected to any wall socket or anything. And I thought that was pretty amazing. And then he went on to educate me that our brains have electrical wiring in them, and we need to give them a, what's the word, Ken?
Well, we want to have good mineralization in our bodies for better electrical conductivity.
Thank you. So that was the beginning of that, and then as Ken and I started to spend more time working on this project together, I started to see the wonderful diet that he has the discipline to create every day, and has really inspired me to leave meat behind. And when I was doing some cleansing and then trying some meat, my body was giving me very clear signals that meat was not a good choice for me, and I was able to understand that, and now it doesn't even feel attractive to me because my body felt a certain way so strongly, and I was connected to that feeling in my physical body that I was able to not only not want to eat meat, but move on and really enjoy other things. And one thing I've really, like, so excited about lately is gluten-free, and I just keep finding more delicious gluten-free options, and learning how to bake with gluten-free flour and xanthan gum is, I'm really enjoying that, and I not only think it's the days of gluten and meat, those are fine, but my mental health suffered, and my emotional health suffered, and with this new focus on better nutrition, I know since the technology increases, or I guess alleviates the interference between your nutrients and your cells, since it gets rid of that, your cells are able to absorb more nutrients, so I'm feeling exquisite. I mean, I feel like I put these wonderful nutritional things in my body, and my mind lights up. I feel so happy. I feel so full of love. I feel so full of life. I feel vivacious and vibrant and super high vitality levels. And I mean, when people have said to me recently, like, oh, organic food doesn't matter, I just want to laugh because I know it's not the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, you've had a personal experience that is profound in your awakening. I think it's huge to when you made a statement earlier on that there was a time in your life where whether you had a 3-pound bean burrito from Chipotle or an apple that there wasn't any notice of a difference for your body, that you were
distracted enough
that it didn't, you know, registers one having a different effect over the other. And now, doing different things between your coaching and better nutrition and the comfort technology, you're able to tune into things that your body was trying to let you know, but you weren't noticing it.
Certainly.
And now you're doing it.
I'm so grateful. Yeah, it's great. I mean, even if I have a little bit of flour now since I took that gluten out, I can tell right away. And it's nice because it's like it's just nice to be having that wonderful relationship with my body, and it helps me take care of my body better. It helps me have more emotional peace. It's just really answered a lot of questions for me to be able to understand the body that I'm here on Earth inside of. I'm kind of a major deal, and I was really sensitive. I know I was. I am still, because I was always saying before, like, oh, other people's energy has such an effect on me. I'm really sensitive to other people's energy. I mean, I was saying that for years, and, I mean, I was sick for a long time as well, just like you, and I don't really equate it to power lines. I don't even know what our situation was in reference to that, like how close we were and what the milligauss reading was on our area. I have no idea what that information is and if that was part of my problem.
Okay.
But it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it doesn't have to. The person doesn't have to be living under power lines anymore to have strong negative effects from the electromagnetics. That's one of the things I kind of offer this as the comfort challenge, if you want to call it that, is to say to someone, well, whether you're concerned about the electric energy around you or not, if there's room for improvement in your life, if there's a little more stress than you'd like in your life, then the invitation is to get one of the comfort technology units and just plug it in, set it and forget it, no muss, no fuss, and then observe, how's your quality of sleep? How's your life, same or different, over a period of days, weeks, couple of months? And we find consistently, we get reports back from people for anywhere from a few hours, a few days, to sometimes it can take longer. But but they're reporting back, oh, wow, all I did was plug this thing in, and with this better supportive energy around me, my life has improved. And I like to call that, for sports fans out there, I like to call that home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're conducting your life and you're in adverse energy, you're on the road, so to speak, and there's all these people going boo and wanting you to goof up and fall down and break a leg or have something happen so that their favorite team can win. That's a energetic adversity. And when you're in the home field and there's person after person cheering you on and praying for you and wishing you well, doesn't that help a lot?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and so to me, that's one of the factors that I've seen in 15 years of working with this, seen it personally and seen it from doctors that report back and clients, customers that report back saying, wow, the support energy, I'm now moving ahead on things where I was stuck, I was procrastinating, and I'm sleeping better and I have more energy and my body's healing and my mind's healing and emotions, I'm handling emotional things better. I'm very pleased to invite people to put something to the test that is so easy. I mean, you know, doing a meditation program, changing your diet, those are good for you oftentimes, but take a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for echoing from your perspective how this has been so helpful for you. Oh, good. And I'd like to, as we kind of get on to wrapping things up here shortly, to have you put forward some of your ambitions now that you've got a better health and better energy pathway to operate in. What are some of the predictions for Shannon's future?
Wow, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to share these with people. I mean, I feel great about that, and I sometimes write about this stuff on my
sure,
blog.
Sure, we've only got about a minute, so.
I have a blog called Finding Shannon, which I've been keeping track of this journey, and I love social media, and I look forward to sharing social media channels of comfort technology with other people. I sort of mixed up that sentence, but. This year is going to be full of exciting things on the internet and a lot of traveling to the beach and having really wonderful physical vitality levels and tons of love in my life and abundance and everything else. There's not time to go through it all, but I really appreciate the chance to get to share some of it.
Thank you, Ken. You're welcome. So for those that want to, findingshannon.com will help you to keep up to date on what Shannon Buckley is doing. And just want to thank you, Shannon, for offering some insight that's a little different perspective than typically that we have on the program. And I think there's real value in that. And thank you, beloved listeners, for tuning in week after week. We want to bring you something that's going to be supportive of your life and interesting. And so thank you for your loyalty and your tuning in on a regular basis and helping to spread the word. I just appreciate you, Shannon. Appreciate all my listeners so much. So thank you. And until we meet again, I want to say God bless and goodbye for now.
Let go and let God, let myself do, then let go of it. Let it go, let it go. Let go and let God.